And welcome everyone to another
Tables, Letters, Chairs, and Stairs edition of the R-Bomb.
It's kind of late, man. Not gonna lie. But you would have a better time to prepare for that one.
I just go with the pay-per-view names on the pay-per-view shows.
Late. It wasn't last time. For Survivor Series, it was a steal on the show edition, remember?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was a special case.
Anyway, I'm your host.
The delusional Jason Albert.
The illustrious. The Sunday Night Delight.
I'm done.
You son of a bitch.
You can't steal my nickname.
Sure I can. You took my thing when the Pain in the Dick edition of the Hour Bomb we did.
That was good.
Anyway, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Halbert, the first, only, and greatest graduate of the Dave Meltzer School of
Recording.
You're
also the worst graduate, too. If you're the only.
No, I was the best.
If you're the only, you're...
No, I learned that CM Punk may or may not lose his debut fight in the UFC.
No, I actually have learned that he's going to lose. No chance in hell.
Right. Anyway. Thank you. Joined by my, I guess my partner in crime.
The big bad booty daddy!
That's right, the one true Sunday Night Delight, the big Adrian Masters. People, all the guys hate me, and all the women want to be with me.
Whatever. And the jizma. Oh, wait. We have Moppy sitting here. Apparently, Heath is stepping out on this one and going out with the newer model.
Yeah.
The spin mop?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That son of a bitch. No wonder why Moppy's upset here.
Well, word on the street is that mop's already turned a dark brown color.
Oh, God. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a no Heath edition of the Hour Bomb. That's what your word should have been.
A Heathless
edition of the Hour Bomb. Looks like we had it interesting to see how well we do tonight without Heath. Kind of scares me.
A little bit.
Because, you know, this episode brought to you by Bella Hairspray for when your opponent needs more hold to her eyelashes. That's by Montana Man.
I actually like that. It's a good one.
It's a good one. I like that. Anyway, so yeah, no Heath. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Probably going to make us get through the show quicker.
It might. Well, he doesn't really do more a whole lot anyway.
Yeah, but we're not going to be making fun of him, so it's going to take away some of our normal time.
And that's going to... Well, it's a no time limit hour bomb anyway.
True, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. This sucks.
You could probably do the timer, and you'd still beat it this week because there's no Heath.
I probably would, but you never know. I mean, that's like 55% of our show is making fun of Heath.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to hand out the ball cups to the chat.
Are you going to take the ball cups tonight?
No, you're going to do them.
No, I'll read off the names. You hand out the ball cups.
I don't cut balls. I'm a dude.
High fives?
You know what? I'll steal some butt slaps, I guess. I can
Ooh.
Give out some butt slaps over here. Michael Klassen will start showing anyway. He ain't going to know.
Hey, you're right. Who we got in the chat? Tom Long.
Butt slap.
Montana Man.
Butt slap.
B-Megs.
B-Meg butt slap.
B-Meg butt slap?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a mega butt slap.
And then we got two elsewhere. Plus two elsewhere, it says. I don't know.
Double butt slaps to no parts unknown.
Do we have anyone in the good old, non-working PW Pop chat?
No.
Nope. Awesome. Good to know that. How the hell you been, Adrian?
You know, not too bad. Pretty good week.
Good. Done with Christmas shopping?
Mostly. Got a couple things left to get, but I'm mostly done.
Anything important?
No, not really.
Oh, that's good. Good. You got your girlfriend done and, like, your parents done?
I got one parent left.
That's good.
But that's it.
I got nothing.
No, you're doing well.
I got nothing. Yeah, this sucks, man. We got one more weekend before Christmas, and I am fucked. La 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 la. I'm fucked. I have to go Christmas shopping next week. Fucking shoot me now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just fucking shoot me now. However, hopefully I'll be busy next Saturday. Money. Yeah. So
what are you over there, crime time?
It's, hell yeah. You know, before we get going, because we're going to blow through this. I was at All Mulch the other day, and I was watching WWE Network, okay? Did you know that the DVD they put out, the songs of the WWE or whatever, is on there?
No, I did not.
It is awesome.
Is it really?
Yeah, if you've never seen it, it's really cool. They count down like 25 of the best theme songs that Jim Johnson has written.
Okay.
It's good. And I had to shed a tear the other day.
For?
One of the best themes on there that we never hear anymore. Hold on. They've got a lot of stuff on there, though, on the network. It's been a while since I've really looked on there. The Paul Heyman DVD is on there. Did not realize that.
Is it on there now?
That. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to watch that shit.
Yeah. This theme.
Oh, I miss this theme.
I do miss this theme, man. Make it move, make a million-dollar moves. It's a good song, and I miss the primetime players, man.
That's a tag team I wish they hadn't broken up and just left together.
Well, apparently it made sense to break him up.
Douchebags.
It is.
So Jason, how's this work?
Wow, you really want to get into this, aren't you?
Yes, right. I am.
So normally, here's how this show works. I've got a whole list of shit I got to get through. Not so much tonight because we're talking pay-per-view and a little bit more stuff. Usually I have an hour to do it. My partners in crime, this asshole and the other asshole that's not here tonight, usually try to make it to where I can't complete my list. However, with this being a pay-per-view, we have no time limit tonight. Oh, God, I feel a sneeze coming on and it won't come out. Wrong way.
Nice.
Anyway, I know.
Classy.
It was. But anyway, I guess, fuck. Just wanted to start.
Might as well just jump into this.
Might as well jump into this. All right. You got anything else you want to talk about real quick?
No, I'm good.
No growth?
No growth.
All right, good.
It cleared up this week.
Oh, cleared up this week.
All right, you started at 10:60. I'm going to see if we actually get through all this in an hour. All
right. Well, B-Megs usually is our unofficial timekeeper here, so we'll see.
True enough. Okay.
Even though it's not a time limit.
So, pre-show.
Pre-show match. I don't have the TLC theme. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's not that good anyway.
No. But, you know, for...
We
can just let's play for a second.
No. All right, we're okay. Good.
Anyway, pre-show match involved...
A New Day being the team of Kofi Kingston and Biggie Langston.
Against?
Against Goldust and Stardust. Who went with a green attire this time? Kind of weird.
He did. Was not really thrilled with the green.
I didn't care for it much either, actually.
I like the red he had last time.
The red I thought looked better, yeah.
Not taking the green, though. Think some, closer to Christmas he's going to come out in red and green. That'd be
maybe.
Jingle dust? Ball dust?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, oh. That's what comes out of Heath's pants when he takes them off. Ayo. Nothing.
No, I'm not going to dignify that with a response.
Anyway, so what happened in that match, Adrian?
The two teams fought.
They did? Hey, quick question.
Sure.
If a New Day were to ever win the tag titles, do they get the Freebird rule?
I don't know. The Spirit Squad got the Freebird rule.
Why can't they?
Maybe.
But the Shield didn't get the Freebird rule.
The Shield did not, no.
Neither did the Wyatts.
No, they never won the titles.
I thought they won the titles once.
No.
Harper and Rowan never won the fucking titles?
No.
Damn. Huh. Could have swore they did once. But anyway.
Montana Man, long live the Freebird rule.
I like the Freebird rule. Because you never know who you're going to fight. It's the advantage to the champions.
It is. I always liked it.
It added, I don't know, a little flair to it. Because you never knew who was going to fight in that match.
Yeah, I know. It did add a little bit of something to it, usually.
It was cool. It was always like, ooh, it's a special one. Michael Hayes is getting involved in this one. Or something like that, you know?
Right.
You know. So, anyway. I mean, I was not overly thrilled by this match tonight, by the opening match.
It was...
I'm not real...
It was an opening match. I mean, I wasn't particularly impressed by it. It was an okay match. It just wasn't spectacular by any means. This was not the main roster answer to NXT I was hoping for.
Absolutely not. I guess we'll have to talk a little bit about that later, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Some of the fallout of that. Anyway, your winner's a New Day?
Yeah, that is correct. With the big ending slash Kofi off the top with an elbow to the back of their head kind of move thing they did.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. I don't know. It looked odd.
So, on to the meat and potatoes of the night.
Yeah. Before we get into the opening match, which was the Intercontinental title ladder match, Dolph Ziggler had something to say earlier today on Twitter.
What did he twat?
Here I am again. This is a direct quote from his Pip Twitter here. Here I am again. Another chance to set the measuring stick in this business. I don't strive to have great matches. I strive to be the best. Ever. If that angers you, you're one of those stand up for yourself but don't ruffle the feathers types, then get in line. This ladder match will raise the bar in what's great and what's legendary. If it doesn't, I've failed. Guess there's a first time for everything. Harper has a chance to be part of history and a rebirth of intercontinental prestige. Has he earned it? Maybe. More than I have. This match is special because of what it could mean for those not in the gold circle, and if done right, it cannot be followed, but let's be honest, that's how I do it every damn night. Here I am again.
Huh. Okay.
So do you think, and this is something that I want to talk about, do you think having quality wrestlers like Harper and Dolph Ziggler fighting over the Intercontinental title, does it add some of that prestige back to it a little bit?
God, we get into this every time there's someone decent as Intercontinental champ. Oh, is it bringing it back? Is it back to what it should be? And then we always seem to be let down. When fucking Big E won it, we're like, oh, this is awesome. It's going to bring something back. And then it just go, pfft.
But I don't know, but let's look at this over the past few months. I mean, let's look at it specifically since SummerSlam.
Okay.
Your champions have been The Miz, who won it from Dolph at SummerSlam but lost it back the next night, and Luke Harper.
Okay.
And those are the only three men that have had the title since SummerSlam.
No shit, there really is. Okay.
And would you consistently say that when Dolph Ziggler defends a title, it's usually probably the best match on the show most time?
Yeah, I think so. Except for last month when he didn't defend the title, but he put on the best performance of the night.
Yeah, okay. I mean, the Summer Survivor Series is a special case for most guys, so it's not.
Okay.
So, and he wasn't the champion last month, actually. Luke Harper was champion.
Right. I know. But there was no Intercontinental match last month. That's right. That's what I was saying.
And Luke Harper, I mean, he proved that as a big man, he's got a lot of more agility than most. In this ladder match. This match, by far, I think.
Well, do you want me to answer your question?
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I think if they can stay consistent with it, then yes. But the first time it goes awry and it. I would love to see them really build it back to what it was. I've been saying that for months. In fact, I think I've been saying that since we started doing this podcast. I would love to see it get back to what it was in the 80s and 90s.
Okay.
Intercontinental champion, gonna be a world champion. For the most part. A few exceptions to the rule. But that would be great. But the first time something stupid happens and they give it to someone like, I don't know, insert fucking useless name here.
Well, they're getting to the point, though, where there's not a lot of useless guys on the roster that you really ever see winning the title.
Okay, maybe not useless guy, but the first useless champion. Like, they fucking give it to The Miz again for no reason.
Okay, I can see. Okay, I understand what you mean there.
Like, last month when Luke Harper beat The Miz for the title, or not The Miz, Ziggler for the title, didn't think it made a whole lot of sense. It really didn't. Then.
It made sense for the storyline they were telling.
However, going back in time to see that, on top that led up to this, well worth it.
I agree.
So the long answer to your question, yes.
And so the Intercontinental title is getting some of the old prestige built to it. It isn't all the way back yet, but you can see the startings of it there.
As long as they keep going on the path that they're on, yes. However, this is WWE, man. They're going to fuck it up next month. Watch.
B-Megs disagrees with Ziggler being the best match on the card the last couple months. And I'm going to agree. It's not universally true, but would you? What I'm saying is he's always in the argument for this might be the best match on the card.
Okay, so I just take a piss tonight.
Okay.
And it's whether, Ziggler's match is on? No, I'm not going to fucking miss this. Oh, the tag team match is up? Let me go take a piss then.
Right.
I will cork any reason to go outside to smoke, any reason to go to the bathroom, any reason to leave the room. I will stop that reason, put it off as much as I can to make sure that I can watch the Ziggler match. He always does everything over the top. He's always done it over the top. It put him in a bad position when he consistently got hurt. But I think he may have overcome that. And I think they're really starting to go with Ziggler. And hell, they even said that's after the match. These guys are going to go for the next decade. They're going to be our next superstars.
Yeah.
Next top guys.
It definitely looks that way for sure. This ladder match, man, was fantastic. And I will say this, B-Max with brought it up. The blind falls that Dolph takes off the ladder are ridiculous.
If there is no report tonight of like Ziggler being,
I can't believe they bled in this match as much as they did.
How do you really think they bladed himself?
No, I don't.
Then you can't fucking help it. It's not like Raw where they can just cut to a commercial and patch it up.
Right, but that's with them being as PG as they've been, I was surprised that they bled as much as they did.
You can't really help it in
yeah,
a match
true.
Like this. I mean, you stop the match, you fix them. 2 minutes later, it could happen again. It causes the somatics that it causes more issues than to just let them bleed out a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, 2 minutes. Let's stop the match. Hold on. Okay, let's patch him. Oh, fuck, he's bleeding again. Stop. Let's stop the match. And it makes for bad everything.
Yeah. The I like the super kick into the when the Harper was trying to do the helicopter swing with the ladder and Dolph ducked and super kicked the ladder into his mouth.
Oh, my God. There were so many good spots in this match that it's hard to even. Fucking Harper going through the ring ropes into the ladder, then onto the ladder outside.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I thought he was hurt. I thought the match was done right then and there. That didn't look like it was supposed to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Another good spot I thought is Dolph, when he's on the top turnbuckle and Harper's standing like on the ladder getting ready to climb it, he rides the ladder off the top turnbuckle into the other ladder and climbs over that to get up there.
Jesus Christ. Ziggler.
And it was kind of, and B-Bix hit a nail on the head in this in the chat too. He says it was a plain finish and he really liked it. Well, with the like sidekick off the when they're both
the super kick while Harper was climbing the other ladder, I wouldn't really call that plain. I call that fucking awesome.
It was good, but it was something that it was just like it was a clean finish. It was just
it was.
Like
there was no shenanigans to us. Now, I guess your winner
and new Intercontinental Champion, 4-time Intercontinental Champion now.
Also, the fourth man to win the Intercontinental title twice in a ladder match.
I did not know that.
Yes. I can't remember who the other three were. I think The Rock, Stone Cold. I can't remember who the third one was.
Triple H?
They all happened in the Attitude. Yeah, I guess so.
No. Sorry. Razor Ramon.
No, he didn't win it. He defended it. He won it in the first one. At WrestleMania 10.
But I think he had a ladder match with Jeff Jarrett, too.
Did he? Huh. I don't know. Maybe doing some homework on that one. So speaking of these, where does this rank on your list of ladder matches?
I'd have to really look at the list. But I think I might put it in my top 10.
This one might, and I'm talking just straight, no TLC matches, no, none of that bullshit.
Okay.
That's a different match. Strict ladder matches like this? Yeah, because of my top five, man. I really enjoyed this one.
Okay.
So, where does Luke go from here? Where do you think, Adrian?
I don't think they're done feuding over the Intercontinental title.
I don't think so either.
I think we'll get a Royal Rumble match. I would like to see maybe a Last Man Standing match at the Royal Rumble, maybe. Just to kind of seal the feud.
For the Intercontinental title?
Yeah.
You think so?
I think they could pull it off.
We just had a Last Man Standing match, though.
When?
A couple months ago.
With who?
I don't fucking remember. I thought we had one.
Technically, I mean, John Cena and Bray Wyatt back in, like, June.
Eh. Okay, I guess. I don't know. It just seems like we had one not that long ago. That's all. It seems like we did. So.
I mean, I'm not, I don't know, but I think there has to be, like, some sort of a specialty match or something they'd have to have. I don't know what else they could do.
Falls Count Anywhere match?
You see, I like the Last Man Standing better.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, they might not let him do it because, you know, it's just the Intercontinental
title. But, I mean, I don't know. We'll see. It'll be interesting. Moving on, I guess. Unless you got anything else you want to say.
Not really. This match was phenomenal. I really enjoyed it. It opened the card and set everything a tone for everything to fall for the rest of the night, which unfortunately didn't live up to it.
It wasn't a bad card, but it wasn't. Okay, hold on. Let's rewind a little bit. Thursday night, NXT.
Yeah.
They have their live special.
I have not watched the entire thing yet. I'm not going to lie. I'm still
processing it.
Yeah, before we came on the show, I did watch for the weekend here the main event, and I watched the opening match where Kevin Owens debuted.
Who?
Kevin Owens.
Who's that? Jabroni.
Kevin Steen?
I know who it is. I'm making a joke.
Oh, well, I mean, sometimes I don't know with you, because
I didn't realize how fat he was.
Yeah, he reminds me a lot of Big Boss Man.
All right.
If Kurt Angle was built like the Big Boss Man, that would be Kevin Steen.
Okay. All right. So NXT Revolution, they put on a phenomenal show over the on Thursday, blew everyone out of the water. I mean, fuck, our Twitter was blowing up thanks to the resident Super Bowl Kevin Crittenden.
And no, that was actually Zeus, Dr. John.
No, Kevin Crittenden was doing that because they were freaking out because we got retweeted by WWE.
Oh, Kevin was doing the pre stuff, yes. But Zeus actually was live tweeting the show.
I don't know about that. We'll have to look for confirmation on that one. Anyway, not overly important.
Yeah, no, not really.
But apparently, everything went fucking batshit crazy, and they just put on a hell of a show, and it was better than the main product.
It was better than anything the main product's put out in months.
So then, apparently they got some shit.
Well, they didn't get shit necessarily, but...
No. But the main roster's not overly thrilled with it.
Yeah, the internet rumors going around at the moment anyway. There's a feeling on the main roster that the NXT Superstars and Divas aren't making the WWE money, but the main roster is. And the NXT talents aren't any better in the ring, but the main roster stars... But the NXT crew are having better matches because they're getting better opportunities as far as in-ring work and creative goes. Let's take a look at why that might be. Vince McMahon is in charge of the main roster. Triple H in charge of the NXT roster.
Oh, wait, no. Triple H isn't in charge of NXT. Remember? Jason, he's got his office job, right?
Shut up.
Oh. Yeah, I'm with you. Why do you think it's so much better? You've got, I don't know, someone that's actually, what, Dusty? No.
Dusty's the booker.
Dusty's the booker, but Triple H is over NXT.
Like, NXT is like Triple H is like baby within the company.
That's his doing. Dusty books NXT. Yeah, we know that. That's not what we were saying. We were saying that Triple H oversees everything NXT. Just to clarify.
Kind of like I say, Vince McMahon probably doesn't actually book Raw, but he has the final say so on everything that happens.
Yeah. He's got his booking team, and they report to him. Same thing. So, but anyway. So, yeah. So, apparently, some of the guys on the main roster weren't overly thrilled, and, you know, with that being said, I expected tonight to be like...
What I think is actually kind of good, too, and this is, you can almost tell who you would think those guys were by the way that they did tonight.
Who do you think it was, Adrian?
I would say Ziggler was probably one of them.
Probably.
I would say that Dean Ambrose and Bray Wyatt were definitely in that conversation.
I would say Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins. Sure. I think actually maybe John Cena even.
I think so, too.
So you can say what you will about John Cena. You cannot tell me that he doesn't try to put on the best match he can.
Oh, I definitely think he does try to put on the best match he can. I believe in his mind he does put on the best match that he can. I just think that we've seen every match that
John
Cena
can possibly have at this point.
So, Montana Man says, "Are not burdened with too much storyline. It's mostly wrestling." You're right. You can turn on NXT and within 5 minutes kind of be caught up on everything storyline-wise. You don't watch Raw for 3 months and you're, wait, what? Who's this? When the fuck did he come back?
Well, here's another side of it, and we're getting way off track on the pay-per-view at this point.
But I know.
Is whenever you try to do everything that you got to do for your show in an hour, everything's important.
You're right.
But when you try to spread out the programming over 5 hours, it starts to feel a lot more watered down.
It does.
Six if you count main event.
Yeah. So, anyway, moving on.
Tag team title match.
The Miz and Mizdow against the Usos.
This match was solid tag team bout with these guys going back and forth.
Slammies were Monday night.
Yes.
Damian Mizdow wins himself a Slammy.
Yes, he does.
What the fuck was it for?
God, what did they win their Slammy for?
No, he won it. Not the Miz. He won it.
Oh, yeah.
But the Miz took it. Did the acceptance speech and everything. Thought we were going to see something happen Monday night when Sandow was kind of like, what the fuck? Miz does the acceptance speech, takes the Slammy. Tonight, Mizdow comes out. He's got a little Slammy.
Yeah, it's got a replica.
To go with the subtitles.
Right.
Yeah. So, kind of funny there. Anyway, go ahead. You were saying?
So, it was a solid tag team match back and forth here. Nothing about this match particularly stood out to me. It ultimately wins with the...
I thought we were going to see some stuff happen tonight because there were a couple of times when the Miz needed to tag and Sandow was nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
So the commentators are kind of talking, no, he's not doing anything to help out the match, which he normally doesn't, but I thought something
he made the
happen.
Save a few times.
You're right. He actually did come in and break up a pin, which I don't remember last time I've seen that. So thinking out on his own there.
The Miz did wrestle the whole match, B-Megs, and he did look actually pretty good.
He did.
The Miz looked better than I thought he's looked in months in a match.
Yeah, actually he did. I think so. But anyway, nothing overly great stood out. There was a couple of times where I thought the Miz was going to go on, finally it was going to happen. It didn't, whatever. However, they get disqualified because the Miz hits one of the Usos with the Slammy. So technically your winners... Via disqualification.
The Usos. But you're still champions. This is them doing the chant.
I didn't know I had this with the stupid chant in it. So.
The thing that this doesn't make a lot of sense to me is the story thing, I think, with the Miz and Naomi ultimately led to nothing.
Pretty much. And we're going to talk about that later, about a couple other things, too. Anyway, however, you're winners, but still attacking champions. Awesome! The Miz and Mizdow, thank God.
Yeah.
So. That was something I wanted to talk about, too. Maybe because it was Ohio, the Usos didn't seem as over. I don't know if it was because it was Ziggler's hometown.
Well, it's also the Miz's hometown, too.
Hold on. I don't know if it's because it was Ziggler's hometown or because it was Ziggler. I think the place pretty... I mean...
The place was way into the Ziggler match, and I think it was because it's Ziggler's hometown. And he's being booked as the super babyface.
So
right
hometown
now.
Guy over just it being Ziggler.
I would say that the hometown guy exponentially rose the Ziggler factor up.
Okay. I don't think that
I don't think
the crowd wasn't no. They were into Sandow.
This match had to follow. They were into Sandow, but overall, this match had to follow an amazing ladder match, and typically that's just kind of suffers.
They fucked themselves. This match should have been first. Ladder match should have been second.
Yeah, I think that probably would have been a better way to book it, but
again, we don't book things. It would be better if we did. So, anyway, moving on.
Next match, I believe, was the stairs match.
Yes.
With Eric Rowan versus The Big Show. I don't want to talk a lot about this particular match because it was a dumb concept. Well, and The Big Show won. Well, it's The Big Show. I don't know why The Big Show won.
He apparently put stairs over Rowan.
I think he had a face and a heel turn in this match.
Four times.
Yeah.
So, this is like the original Big Show thing, too. I didn't even realize this when I booted up. It's Big Show. I can't remember last time I played that.
I mean, there were a couple decent spots in the stairs match, but overall it was lackluster.
Still match of the night. Ladder match.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Shocker of what was up next.
Yeah, I was actually a bit surprised, too.
We had
John Cena versus Seth Rollins.
Not really expecting that. So, of course, I'm like, fucking right. Bray Wyatt and Ambrose are going to close the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll take that. D-Max says for a first time match, I thought they did good. It was fucking dumb. What's to keep them from just going out there?
I didn't think that the match was I didn't think that those two put on a bad match.
I just think the concept of the match was fucking stupid.
Yeah, kinda.
I mean, oh, we could only hit someone with the fucking stair. I mean, what's to keep them from going out there, getting a ladder and whacking them with a ladder, or getting a fucking chair and hitting them with a chair? Are they gonna get disqualified? No. It's fucking dumb.
We don't need to tell him. He's like looking at his watch.
I know.
But thanks, Montana Man, for the update.
Yeah, no problem. Let's see, 38-27. I think they may have scored again, but yeah. Go Cowboys! Woo! Beat the shit out of the Eagles. Anyway, moving on.
All right.
Anyway, what the fuck? Just stupid concept.
I thought that the match was okay. I thought that the right thing to do would have been to put Rowan over.
I think so. I don't see a reason why they you take it. Here's my problem with it. You've got the Wyatt family. I understand they think it ran its course. I get that, okay? Fuck, the Shield can't be around forever.
Right.
The Wyatts can't be around forever. The Freebirds weren't around forever.
The Freebirds were around for a long time, though.
Are they still around today?
No.
Not around forever.
Okay, but I'm saying here, I know, saying something's like run 90, its course in like 6 months, it's kind of dumb. Whenever there was something like this, it would last for 9 or 10 years back in.
The business was different 20 years ago.
And I'm not saying that that's necessarily incorrect either, but I think that they have too many hours of programming to fill, and that's their
You
number.
Are correct. I think if they would go drop Raw from 3 to 2, keep SmackDown at 2.
I think that their product would increase exponentially in quality.
We'd have less fucking stupid, movie this, movie that, movie this, movie that, product this, product that. Guest host this, guest host that. I think you're right. But.
Nah, anyway.
I don't even remember what the fuck we were now.
We were talking
three-man group. So, you take a fucking Harper and Rowan, you break him off from Bray Wyatt, because he cured them or whatever, and then you've got, okay, so Harper and Rowan are going to be a tag team. Okay, I can dig this. They need a good, solid tag team. No, now you split them apart. Luke Harper's out doing fucking awesome shit with Dolph Ziggler. And you got Eric Rowan going up against the Big Show?
Well, and here's the thing, and I want to disagree with you. I don't think that the show's quality matches haven't been good. But as a character, I can't take him seriously whenever he changes from being a good guy and a bad guy on a month-to-month basis.
Didn't he? I mean, it was, what, a month ago, month and a half ago, when fucking Mark Henry turned on him? And, you know, he just wanted my friend back and blah, blah, blah. Oh, now I'm going to turn on John Cena.
Yeah, I mean.
Fucking dumb.
It just doesn't.
How many times in his career have you figured this? It was like 31 times, something like that?
Yeah, I mean, overall, since concluding his time in WCW, the Big Show has turned from face to heel 30 times.
That is
in 20 years.
Fucking stupid.
The next closest wrestler, Kane, at like 13.
I don't understand. I mean, do they just spin a wheel and it's like half the pie? You know, like kind of like Wheel of Fortune. Every other spot is heel and face with Big Show. Just click, 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 click. Heel, face, heel, face, heel, face, and your face is weak.
Yeah, it's, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. Anyway, so you've got Harper doing his thing with Ziggler. He looks like he's on fucking top of the world, even though he lost.
It was a solid match, and I think that these two are not done.
And then you got Rowan, who lost to Big Show in a stairs match.
I mean, lost pretty cleanly, too. That's the...
I personally don't understand the reason, the why behind the what. How is this... Where's this going to go?
I don't have an answer to that, man.
See, it just seems like they only halfway care about how they book.
Next match, Jason. What is it?
Oh, we are back to Cena Rollins.
Oh yeah. That's
so anyway, this was about as good as I think I could have hoped.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the match pretty much went exactly how I expected it.
J&J Security got involved, which we knew was gonna happen.
I liked them whenever Rollins got put to the table, the referee was out of commission. They came in and cleaned up the table
that
got broken.
They did.
That
was great. and that's why you have security. But yeah, it was...
They took a beating in this match, too.
Fuck yeah, they did. I kind of miss seeing Stu just get beat on like that.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed it. It was like when Patterson and Briscoe got their asses handed to them.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Same thing. I enjoy watching the Stooges get beaten. So, hey, it's kind of funny. But, I mean, this match was really good. I think both Rollins and Cena stepped it up tonight.
Okay.
They took it to that next level where it kind of needed to be with all the hype on this one.
Sure.
Couple of times I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. They're going to – it's going to happen. Cena's going to lose this match. I thought when the referee, when they both went through the double tables outside, I'm like, holy shit, what's going to happen now? Are they both going to fight Brock Lesnar now? What's going to happen? I don't get it.
Yeah. The stipulation wasn't what Cena would lose in a dictatorship. It wasn't that Rollins would get it.
No, I understand that, but it could lead into that was what I was thinking.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
You know,
I want to point something out here, and I think it may end up being a triple threat match at the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
Randy Orton has never gotten his rematch from WrestleMania.
You're right, he's not.
And he hasn't been anywhere on TV or seen anywhere since.
You're right.
But that's just an idea that I'm going to bring up probably
okay.
later.
Anyway, so a couple of times, you know, match is going to be restarted. Because they both went through the table. Mike Kyoto gets knocked out. That's when Cena put Rollins to a table. And then they both went through the table right as Mike Kyoto woke up, called for the bell, couldn't figure out who won. Your classic, two different referees came down, saw two different things. Oh, Rollins is the winner. No, Cena's the winner. No, Rollins, blah, blah, blah.
Kyoto makes the right call, just restarts
the
match.
Out comes Big Show after a little bit. And let me just say, probably one of the sickest things I've seen tonight, there was a couple in each match.
I did like the...
When Cena tried to put Rollins in the announce table and it didn't fucking break?
Yes. That was awesome.
I thought Michael Cole got killed?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that... JBL looked pissed because he couldn't get his headset to work. We were stuck with Jerry Lawler doing everything for, you know, a couple minutes. That looked like that was painful, man.
Yeah.
That did not look good. Anyway... Out comes Big Show. Big Show, oh, I'm going to beat you up. I'm so mad. I'm a heel one. Blah, 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 blah. Don't know why, but whatever. And he's going to chokeslam him. Not quite the same, but. Then you hear that. And then we're like, holy shit, he's back. Now, granted, we had a feeling either he was coming back or Orton was coming back to make the save. We weren't that surprised by this.
No.
New look! A little bit.
Yeah, the outfit had changed a little bit. I don't know if I liked it better, though.
I don't know if I like it either. However, Tell me it was not nice to see that fucking Superman punch.
I agree with B-Mix. Cole didn't get killed enough.
You're right.
I wish he actually would have been.
Yeah. We miss this. If they're trying to push Rollins, they should have let him go out by himself. I disagree. Nothing makes a bigger heel than being a coward.
Pretty much.
I like Rollins, though, but I'm pro-heel guy 90% of the time. So I think that's great. If I were a wrestler, I'd have stooges.
Probably.
Why not?
Probably Heath.
You would be one of my stooges, too.
I would not be your stooge.
You'd be a stooge.
I would not.
Rollins hasn't been scared of Lesnar, but that doesn't get the publicity. You're right. Rollins has called out Lesnar a couple times.
Well, he actually remember when he came out and humbly apologized to Paul Heyman for trying to cash in the briefcase.
Yeah. Kofi hasn't gotten his title shot from beating Orton like 2 years ago.
Well, yeah. That's Kofi Kingston. And
remember when Kofi was supposed to be in an Elimination Chamber match?
Oh, yeah.
And then got his ass beat by Edge, and Edge locked himself in the pod?
Yeah.
He still hasn't gotten his title shot from that either.
No, he hasn't.
Just saying. Anyway, and so out comes fucking Roman Reigns. Superman punch hits a spear. Rollins takes a
Superman punch himself, and then he gets FU'd.
He does get an FU. Your winner.
And still number one contender to Brock Lesnar's title.
Whatever happened to the 30-day rule?
It's only valid whenever they need it.
Okay, just checking. I hear Brock Lesnar didn't even know it was pay-per-view tonight.
Yeah, probably not.
So, moving on.
You know, one thing I forgot to do was look up the heel book trailer for tonight's pay-per-view before it went on.
so pretty much black guy and go pick what? What? That doesn't even make sense, B-Megs.
I'm not sure. We're not going to, yeah.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm not going to finish what I was saying. Go ahead and talk about the next match, the Divas match. Let me look it up.
Okay, fair enough. So next match was the Divas Championship match, which may be AJ Lee's final match. We haven't gotten the official word on that, but many feel that that's what was going to happen. They have a pretty decent match, I would say, so overall. But Nikki Bella ultimately, it looks like she's going to get pinned by AJ, and then Brie puts her foot on the ropes.
Gets thrown out.
The referee throws Brie out while he's dealing with throwing Brie out. Nikki Bella sprays an unknown substance into
AJ's eyes.
And
I'd like to spray a substance into AJ.
Apparently blinded AJ, who then ate Nikki Bella's finisher and got beat.
There isn't one this time around.
Oh, that sucks.
I know. Your winner and still Divas champion. You
keep dreaming on the stars. Yeah, Nikki Bella.
No, my team is going to cover the Divas match in my what stinks.
Fair enough.
All I can say is, I could care less than what the match was. I got to see Nikki Bella. That's all.
Yeah, you're deplorable.
Why am I deplorable? Because I think Nikki Bella was hot?
Yeah.
Why?
Moving on, Jason.
Now, what's wrong with me thinking Nikki Bella's hot?
Because she's an evil bitch.
She can be an evil bitch while she's sucking my dick. I don't care.
Just think that that mouth has been on John Cena's dick.
It can be on my dick, too. I don't care.
So you would sleep with John Cena by a third party?
Adrian, let me ask you this question.
Nope.
You think your girlfriend sucked any other dicks in her life?
Nope.
You lie like a motherfucking dog.
Don't think she has.
Every girl has sucked at least 3 dicks by her age.
I don't believe it. Not my girlfriend.
Really? Because the first night she mentioned she was sucking on your face and your neck.
Hey, you know what, Jason?
What?
Next match on the card was the chairs match between Ryback and Kane.
B-Bag, she's hot, but she can't wrestle. I don't care, man. She's got an ass that's fucking phenomenal. Just saying. The only reason I really watch her is to see if, like, a titty comes out or something. Oh, fuck, I forgot that match. Hold on. Was that the net? Yeah, it was. Hold on.
And do you really want to nail something that John Cena can put all 5 knuckles in and do the shuffle?
Oh, sticking in her butt.
He gives her the moose knuckle shuffle.
Oh, God. Some girls don't suck dick. B-Max is on your side.
Thank you.
You told me she gives you a blowjob, so I know she sucks dick. So,
well, I mean, she sucks the best, I mean, in the world.
Me. She hasn't gone near mine, so
me,
that's not
me,
true.
Me, Jason, that's me.
Comparing us, that's like me being CM Punk and you're like Curtis Axel.
Jason, do you want me to continue to show with you?
Stairs match. Cena, don't do anal. Go ahead. Cheers, match.
Well, he has to do her from behind so she can't see him. Done.
Moving on. Chairs match.
Kane and Ryback.
I liked Paul Heyman on the pre-show when they were talking about this match.
Yeah?
Ryback likes to hurt people.
CM Punk.
Ryback likes to hurt people, and you're going to give him a weapon to hurt people with.
I'm dumb as fuck. Smack.
Kane likes to hurt people, and you're going to give him a weapon to hit people with. Pretty much, that's what this match was. I expected nothing less than what it was.
Yeah, they pretty much just beat the crap out of each other with chairs, and Ryback hit his finisher and
won.
I
didn't see any arm bars in this one. Not really shocked on that one. No sleepers.
Feed me. Yep.
Your winner. Feed me more. You think Nikki Bella looks at that and then points to her feed vagina?
Yeah.
In the locker room?
She says, I think she does that to John Cena in bed. She's like, I'm Ryback. Feed me more. Or maybe John Cena says that as he's going down on her.
Or maybe she... Never mind.
Or maybe she just sleeps with Ryback, too.
Or maybe she wants feed me more semen.
Oh, done.
But that's... Anyway, let's see.
Next match was...
Kane fucked Ryback up. How?
He did, like, actually do some nice chair shots with him on him.
There were a few good ones. There wasn't anything, like, spectacular in this. I didn't expect anything really spectacular given these two. But it was a good chairs match. Again, yeah. It goes back to the whole stairs match. What's to keep me from getting a ladder and just hitting you with a fucking ladder?
Crowd seemed fairly into Ryback.
I'm not really sure how I feel about Skip Sheffield. I don't. I mean, he...
If you're going to call him by a name, I mean, at least call his real name Ryan Reeves.
I'll stick with Skip.
That's not even like a name he used.
When he was fucking with the Nexus.
That's a dumb name. I'm not going to do that, Jason.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm going to act like I don't know who you're talking about every time you bring it up from this point forward.
Really?
Yes.
You're going to go that route?
I am.
Why?
Because if you can be a dick about everything else, I can be a dick about this one thing.
You don't even fucking like Ryback.
I think he's okay. I think he's being booked better this time around than he was last time. Do you think I'm wrong when I say that, Jason?
It's no different than what he was the first time around. Oh, I'm a beast. I'm a beast. Oh, I'm going to get my ass kicked by Mark Henry at WrestleMania in no time.
And then I'm going to be a heel, and then that's where when all the wheels went off. The wheels came off after that.
I don't think he was good as a face either.
No, but he was better as a face than he was a heel.
Okay.
If you have a guy that's doing okay in a niche. Like, I mean, let's look at Goldberg for a minute. And
okay. So that's saying that... Okay. You just shit your pants. Okay?
Okay.
Now, you have your choice of it being diarrhea.
Oh, wait, I'm actually shitting my pants. All right, move on.
Or a solid poop. Either way, it still sucks that you shit your pants. It's fucking Ryback. One's not much better than the other because it's still Ryback.
I disagree, Jason.
Enlighten me.
I'm trying to think of an example that you could comprehend. Because I know you're a little slow on the uptake. Let's look at Husky Harris.
Okay. Who?
You know him better now as Bray Wyatt.
No, not the same guy.
Same guy.
Not the same guy.
Same guy.
Not the same guy. Don't you fucking turn my mic off again.
Well, I got to take power over the show.
Whatever. Continue.
My point is that being booked properly, or at least to the best of your ability, it doesn't, it helps you out more than not being booked properly.
Okay, here's the thing with Bray Wyatt. Came up as Husky Harris, flopped terribly, sent him back down to NXT, reborn, came back as Bray Wyatt in the Wyatt family. Skip Sheffield, muscle guy, big doofus guy, sit back down to NXT, came up with a different wrestling attire and a name.
And became a monster.
Same gimmick. See, the exact same thing.
It's not the same
thing.
He was
a fucking muscle head then.
He was a dumb cornbread-fed guy. Would you? It's like saying Festus was the same guy as Luke Gallows.
No, not at all. We're just going to have to... Are you guys sitting on each other's... It doesn't matter. I mean, that's neither here nor there.
Jason, give me a handy right now. All right, I'm done.
You're the one that's like trying to... Never mind. Moving on. We're going to agree to disagree on this one. Next up, our United States title match.
I can't believe you won't agree that proper booking will help a guy get better over. I don't understand.
He's not fucking good.
I'm not saying he's good, Jason. All I'm saying is that being booked properly helps you out and makes you more over with the fans. What part of that am I saying here that you're not getting?
He's not as over as you think he is.
But he's more over than he was for sure last time.
He's about as the same as he was when he was a face the first time around.
You're right, he is. And then they fucked that up.
I'm going to say there's one point in time, even as a heel, when he was more over than he is right now as a face.
There wasn't.
When he was fighting Cena? And no. We were fucking tired of Cena? Yes.
No.
Yeah, whatever. Ryback totally was in NXT.
Yeah, he wasn't. I didn't say he was. You did.
I know he was.
No, he wasn't.
He came up with the Nexus.
Well, he was on the original NXT, but he actually didn't. Like, Ryback, the character, was never on NXT. That's what he's saying.
Well, it was that interchangeable name. I couldn't call him Skip Sheffield. He'd be like, yeah. Anyway, moving on.
Chavo, you know, I'll be honest, B-Max, and here's my problem with Lucha Underground. AT&T UVerse doesn't carry the channel it comes on, and I don't have time to look it up online. That's really all there is. I mean, I would love to watch the show, and if it was available in my area, I'd like to watch it. I would definitely watch it, because I hear nothing but good things about it, but
yeah,
it's too hard for me to come across. So.
And I barely have time to watch what I need to watch anyway. So, moving on. We're not going to cover this next match hardly at all because it took us about 10 minutes to get from my living room down to the studio and get everything booted up. And by that time, the match was over. So, your winner.
Rusev. From what I understand, Rusev won. It was almost a squash.
Yeah. Montana Man says, I forgot this match is on the card, so do we.
Yeah.
Let's
get into the meat and potatoes of the card, though, the main event.
All right. Shocker of the night. Dean Ambrose, Bray Wyatt, main event in TLC.
Wow. This match
was... It wasn't my favorite match of the night. It wasn't better than the ladder match.
I think it was from a storytelling standpoint.
From a storytelling point, yes. But actual match quality, it wasn't as good.
No, but there were some great spots in this match.
Right? Holy shit. Fucking Bray Wyatt couldn't even get in the goddamn ring before it started.
Oh, no.
I mean, he's coming out, and there goes Dean Ambrose going right after him.
Yeah. This match is one of the... It was a fantastic main event. It's what you want in your main event. You want the crowd to be into it, which, check, they were.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, we got someone from FTW Podcast on here.
I'm pretty sure that's Brian Garvin.
I'm pretty sure it is, too.
And absolutely, Brian, I would definitely watch it.
I would, too.
I can't make by any promises for Jason here, but yeah, I would for sure.
I'll try it, absolutely. What's that mean when it says FTW Podcast hearted?
Is that likes
or something?
Yeah, it's like likes for the Mixler chat.
Oh, cool. Woohoo! Anyway, moving on. Continuing.
B-Max is telling him to go to sleep.
Ah, he can sleep when he's dead.
All right.
It's only midnight.
But I really like this match and everything that they told with it. The way that they portray them both as crazy, but different kinds of crazy.
Right.
Where Bray Wyatt is the sadistic kind of methodical, like, my way is the right way, and I'm going to make you see the world my way, because that's what I'm trying to...
And Dean Ambrose is more fucking Brian Pillman, loose cannon.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been saying, just want to say, for a long time I've been saying, fucking Dean Ambrose is what Brian Pillman could have been.
Apparently, he's driving home from the pay-per-view in Cleveland, because that's where he lives.
Oh. Fuck you, then.
Oh.
I'm jealous.
And he didn't really hard you. He just understood the Android app.
Thanks. I'll make sure not to heart you next time. I'll give you a fake heart.
Wow, that's harsh. I heart you still, Brian Garvin. There.
You didn't even give him the butt slap.
He wasn't here earlier, and I don't know, that's the beginning of the show. You got to be here first.
We're not like them.
I am.
They're stingy with their butt slaps.
You
we're
can't
not.
Come in 10 minutes where we're done and then be like, no. I do want to know if you can respond to this, though, to help sell.
How are you typing while you're driving?
I don't want to ask questions. It could be text to speech. But was the crowd really into Ryback, or is that piped in? I want to know the answer to that question.
I could have found that out last month. I could have asked Trent.
But anyway, moving on, though. The Bray Wyatt match, the way that the only thing I didn't really care for with this match was the finish felt kind of wonky.
Yeah, it's like there may have been... Well, hold on. Couple of different spots I want to talk about. First ones are was the fucking jump from the massively stupidly tall ladder.
Yeah.
Through the announce table.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was pretty awesome.
Second off, what the fuck was it? Bray Wyatt did something to Dean Ambrose in the corner or something. Fuck. You know what I'm talking about? And you're like, did you see that? I'm like, oh yeah. And then I can't fucking remember what it was now for the life of me.
Say that one more time.
Something in the corner. Bray Wyatt did something to fucking Dean Ambrose. It was closer to the last third of the match. I don't fucking remember what it was. Sorry.
Okay, you're fine.
Whatever.
I mean, there was so many, like, just like, this match flowed really well. And it didn't go, it wasn't just like spot fest the entire time. I mean, it got like that a little bit more towards the end of the match. But as far as, like, the progressive flow of the match, like, the first, like, 20 minutes or so, it flowed really well.
Garvin says crowd is into Ryback.
I'm not surprised.
And B-Max says we're great. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
All right.
But anyway, continue.
The
storytelling aspect of the match was great.
With Ambrose, like, trying to think of a way to use that monitor he found from under the ring...
Oh my
god! Like, you could just see, like, the ideas try to, like, come into his head, like he was like, maybe I could use it this way. The trying to charge with the wires still attached to it was, I'm like, you can't. I mean, I know he's crazy, but that seems dumb.
And then zap.
And then he does it, and then like the sparks all fly up in his eyes. I'm like, oh man, really? That's the route we're going with the finish on this?
Yeah.
And he ends up stumbling into a Sister Abigail finisher.
Your winner. Everyone watching the fucking match, really. I agree, B-Max. Well, no. Tax are never coming out again as long as it's TVPG.
Pretty much, yeah. The tax are a thing of the past.
But I thought something along that line of, oh my god, I can't believe he's going to do this, was going to come out.
Right.
What, I don't know. I would like to have seen a kitchen sink out there somehow. That would have been hilarious.
Okay, I could do that.
But, you think they're done?
With this feud, I think so. I think that they move on to other things at this point. I think we're going to start gearing up for the Rumble.
Who came out better?
I mean, Bray Wyatt, I think, came out better. I ultimately think that, and this is me just speculating at this point. Actually, I want to save this for the Candy Diggers segment.
All right. So, with that being said, we're going to move on. I'm going to go first here.
Okay, go ahead. What did you think stink?
I can't go that route. So anyway, they're talking to the Bella twins and back, right?
Yeah.
Why are you sticking up for your sister? No, don't talk to me about that, blah, blah, blah. Really? I mean, fucking really? We had the storyline of you two feuding, and now you're back together, and it didn't fucking mean anything? Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, that's super aggravating me. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, so their explanation is, it's like, oh, we're sisters. We just made up.
Really? You forced her to be your bitch for a month, and you're not going to get any fucking retribution on that? I mean, really? I mean, come on. It's like fucking jerking off and not finishing. It's pointless. Hello?
Yeah, I'm...
Is this thing on?
Yeah. I don't disagree with what you're saying.
Fucking jerking off, that pointless. Same thing here. Except I got to see Nikki Bella's ass. Moving on.
All right. I do want to talk about this. The exploding TV
Thanks,
was
Carbon.
Weird to
Have
the
a good night, buddy.
The exploding TV was weird to the live audience, as was anything outside of the ring.
That kind of stuff is hard to really equate to the live audience.
It is. The other... My wood sinks is the backstage roster, apparently.
Okay.
I just don't care with the attitude that they're mad because they think NXT gets better opportunities than they do to shine. No, they just have less opportunities to you, and they take advantage of it. So when you're out there, maybe take advantage of it. That's all I'm saying. This is what I want to say. And this is my soapbox. Everybody harps on how Vince McMahon seemed really out of a touch in his interview. And some of it I'm not going to disagree with. But the one thing he said that makes perfect sense to me is you have your opportunity to shine. You have to take advantage of it yourself.
Yeah, I mean, you're making the big bucks. Don't fucking go out there, oh, we're going to... I don't know, who's fought a million fucking times recently?
John Cena.
And?
Oh, okay. You're saying just back and forth, like, same match?
Yeah.
We'll go Jack Swagger and Rusev.
Okay. They could have both been like, oh, well, you know, let's go out there and let's really do something really good, something we haven't seen before, something that we haven't done before. According to what I am finding out, it was the same match they had 4 months ago.
Pretty close, yeah. Just shorter, I think.
Go out there with the mindset of, we're going to take the show, we're going to make them think that we should have been the main event, let's tear the house down. Ziggler, Luke Harper. They didn't go out there, oh, it's a ladder match, let's kind of do a few things here. No, they went out there to steal the fucking show and tear the house down.
Yeah.
That's how you capitalize on it. That's how you make a name for yourself.
Yeah, B-Megs agrees with B-Megs, what stings Swagger doing the same match. What stings the ending of the Divas match for Montana Man, I can't disagree with that either. Were my main complaints, though, about the show. We didn't actually do this, but what do you rate the pay-per-view overall? You know what? We usually do the 1 through 10 thing, but I'm going to change it. If you had to give it a letter grade, what would you give it?
I give it a B+.
Okay. Do you want to say why? Or?
I think here's what saved it. The fact that Cena didn't main event it, and they gave it to Ambrose and Bray Wyatt, and they let the opening match be the ladder match. Those are the things that really stuck out in my mind as a really fucking good match. I thought Cena and Rollins partway through threw a curveball in it. But I think that the stairs match has fucking lost it for me. AJ Lee losing just the way she did. That's what just, in my mind, made it go from what it could have been, a really good pay-per-view, to just a B. I mean, I'll give it a B. Maybe not a B+. It's not Daniel Bryan.
I'm with you. B-. Same general area. This pay-per-view to me was all about the bookends, if you understand what I'm saying here.
It was.
The first match, phenomenal. The last match, phenomenal. Everything in between was kind of... With the exception of Rollins and Cena, which I thought was good. Everything else was kind of meh.
And I'm just saying, for me to give Cena a Cena match is kind of credit, I don't like Cena that much. I respect him, but I don't rate his matches good. Hey, first off, we got a sincere heart from FTW.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
Thank you. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
I wanted to say, cut to this. Swagger Zane NXT last year was a match of the year candidate. Do you know what episode number that was, B-Megs? And can you put it in there? Because I'm going to watch it for next week.
Yes. Was it fucking, was it Sami Zayn and Cesaro last year too?
Oh, that was great. Oh, absolutely.
That was a phenomenal match, man. That was awesome. I loved it. Anyway, why doesn't Jack do that every match? I think it's main show. Yeah, I mean, I want to watch this. So we're going to have to. He'll find it. Awesome. If you can't find it while we're still on the air, shoot both of us a message.
Yeah, just shoot us a message or something.
So, all right, moving on.
Can you dig it, sucker?
Fuck, I had a really good Can You Dig It, and I totally forgot what it was.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, I totally fucking forgot what it was. We were talking about something during the pay-per-view, and I was like, oh, I got to bring that up later for Can You Dig It, and it's gone. Do you remember what I was talking about whenever we did? So maybe
I don't, because it wasn't my Can You Dig It.
Go ahead and do yours, and I'll come back to mine.
You really fucking forgot yours?
Yeah, but I'm going to see if maybe yours will jog my memory.
It's not going to, because I fucking forgot mine. That's why I'm giving you so much shit about yours.
You son of a bitch. I have a backup.
Okay, what's your backup? Maybe yours will jog mine and mine can jog yours.
Can You Dig It?
Okay.
The Royal Rumble this year comes down to Bray Wyatt and Roman Reigns.
I'll take it. I think it could.
All right.
I don't see a reason why it wouldn't. Roman Reigns is going to walk away the winner if that happens.
I think so, probably.
I don't see much sense in...
God, I remember what it is now.
Go, before all right. I forget it.
So, can you dig this? That Bray Wyatt gets a monster streak going where he's crushing all the talent that he faces. And eventually he's going to start getting to John Cena. And it's going to be... There's going to be some kind of Wyatt thing going on where John Cena ultimately has to bring back the authority to help with Bray Wyatt.
As cool as it could be, I don't dig it. I know. I mean, there's a hook there that we're going to see sooner rather than later about, oh, John Cena's the only one that can bring back the authority. They wouldn't have said that if there wasn't a hook.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But that's what I'm saying. That could be the hook. Because they've always talked, because JBL keeps pointing out, the inmates are going to be running the asylum. Is there a crazier inmate in there right now than Bray Wyatt?
Ambrose. They're both fucking crazy. It's just different kind of crazy. It's like beer.
But
same,
I would say, though,
kind of,
Bray Wyatt
beer,
has that more like, I can take control of everything crazy, where Ambrose, I just think, is like crazy.
Okay, I see what you're coming from. Really cool to see. I don't think it'll happen, though.
All right. I want to do this here. Can you dig it? Montana Man. We've seen the first and last stairs match tonight.
Ready? One, two, three.
Dig it. Yeah, moving on.
Yes. Fuck, man. I've got not a goddamn thing.
Okay.
There's
a shocker.
Well, I can usually.
Way to go, Heath.
Someone's got to not be prepared.
Fair enough.
So, I got it. Okay.
Okay.
Can you dig it? Corey Graves. Next year. Makes it on main roster. Commentating team.
I can't dig it.
Really? You don't think so?
No.
Why?
I didn't think he... I didn't think that his commentary added a whole lot to the NXT show.
It was his first time, though.
Right, and I understand that, but we'll see if it gets better. But at this point, I didn't see enough there for me to be like, yeah, I don't think he's really...
Okay, when Michael Cole was getting wedgied by DX in 1996, did you think he'd be the main guy on the head
commentator? No, but to be fair, I don't think he should be now the main guy still.
Well,
so,
you're
I mean,
probably right, but I'm just saying... Who should be the main one?
Main guy right now?
Yeah.
I think that Tom Phillips is the best.
God, I hate Tom Phillips.
Tom Phillips. I like Brian Saxon. I actually like Renee Young. as a commentator.
See, I don't like Byron's accent. I don't like Tom Phillips. Tom Phillips pisses me off.
I actually like Albert as a commentator.
You ever see someone and just like, God, I want to hit that guy as hard as I can?
Alex Riley, I think, is a pretty good commentator.
I'll give you that one. We've talked about it before, about why the fuck is this guy still around. I know why he's still around now.
Okay.
Because what he does, what Alex Riley does, is awesome. I think it's, you know.
B-Mix agrees with me. Tom Phillips is great.
I just don't like Tom Phillips. He's just not good.
He's better than Michael Cole.
No, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Not. Fucking Ixnay Tanay is better than fucking Tom Phillips. And I hate
Tanay. Oh, no, you were way wrong there.
Zabisco is better than Tom Phillips.
You are super wrong at this point. Like, you don't
Mongo's
know how wrong you
better
are.
Than Tom Phillips. I can't say that one.
you're dead to me, Jason.
I don't like Tom Phillips.
I'm taking your Christmas present back now.
Whatever. I don't know, man. I'm not Tom Phillips or Byron Sexton. Now, Renee Young, I'll give you. Albert, I'll give you.
Alex Riley, I'll definitely.
Alex Riley, I think that could be a. Give them this fucking SmackDown booth.
I would probably start watching SmackDown from week to week instead of Raw, because it's getting to the point, man, where I'm just really struggling for Raw.
I usually have been behind Jerry Lawler, but tonight, when he was on his own for a couple minutes, I couldn't take it.
Yeah,
I think that something needs to be. They need to do something.
Look at the flowers, Jerry. Look at the flowers.
Oh God! August 22nd, 13, NXT. Right. You gonna remember that?
I'll try to. Yeah.
Can you message that to us, buddy? That'd be great, because I'll fucking forget. So, moving on.
All right, so we finished up the bet tonight.
The conclusion of the bet. I don't remember what the terms were. Oh, Big Dick Johnson photo?
It is.
Okay.
Or video on YouTube.
Yes. Came to a conclusion tonight.
Indeed it did.
The loser has to post the Big Dick Johnson video.
All right.
Would you like to know the final scoring?
Let's hear it.
You want me to go get the baby oil for you?
Let's hear it.
Okay. Team Awesome, 217 points.
Okay.
Team Douche, which was Kyle, 97 points.
Okay.
So do you think you finished with more than 97 or less than 97?
I think I finished with more than 97.
Let me tell you, Adrian, you need to go get that baby lotion.
Are you serious?
And put it in a box and send it to Kyle. 115 points for you.
Thank God.
Now, whether or not Kyle pees up is a different story. I don't expect him to.
No.
So, because, well, he still owes us like 10 hours of Facebook time, too.
He does.
So, we'll see if that one ever happens. All right. We're going to take a break from the bet until...
next year.
Next year. Which is only a few weeks away. So, we make it seem like it's so long.
True. What do we got, Jason? Oh, yeah.
It's time for America's favorite game show. Not Jeopardy. Not Price is Right. Not Let's Make a Deal. But just jams.
Just jams. Jason came in here so I jizzed on his face.
What?
No, I'm just saying something. All right, moving on.
Here's how this game works. We're going to play Jason Heath. Three theme songs. If he can successfully guess two out of three, he wins himself a show free show. That's normal. Tonight, we're going to do things a little different. I was totally going to fuck him on this, and you were going to play on his behalf.
I am playing on his behalf.
You were going to, but we were going to make it like really easy shit that, you know, if
you got
it right.
Well, that was if I was going to, but that was if I'm, no, I'm going to play on his behalf and actually try to win for him.
Chat room is not open. Fuck, I really want to see these guesses as we're going, but I'm not going to be able to. So, with that being said, here's the kicker. Because you're a lot more knowledgeable than he is, you got to go 3 for 3. If you go 3 for 3, Heath wins.
Okay.
You get no lifelines.
And I have to get all three.
And you have to get all three.
Ooh, all right, let's try this.
All right, here's number one.
All right. So I got to let it play out.
Yeah. Oh, I can see the messages on here. Okay.
Does the chat have it?
Not that I can see yet, but I don't get them all. I get a little pop-up window since I'm logged in the mix. And your time starts now.
Is it the Native American Tatanka?
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
And Jason Heath loses.
What's that?
That was Kamala.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, fair enough.
Let's see. Do I have it on here?
Everybody else thought Tatanka or Chief Gay Strongbow, too.
I don't think I have. I think this is the one I have, and this isn't even the right one.
All right, yeah.
Oh, that was his Million Dollar Man one.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, not even close.
Let me just play it out and see if I get the other two.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Here comes number two.
Oh, God. Oh, Virgil.
That's right. That is Virgil. And here's number three. This one I don't think you would have gotten.
All right. Goldust? But it's the weird Goldust whenever he was wearing the, like, all the weird.
Okay,
all
right.
I don't know if he had a different name at that point.
He did. He was the artist formerly known as Goldust.
Okay.
Which, technically, that was his name, so you would have to have guessed the name. I was going to get you on a technicality. Heath wasn't going to win this one.
Oh, God damn it. Well, fair enough. I lost anyway, so.
You lost on the I even threw the easiest one out there to you.
That one was not the easiest one, man. The Virgil one was
easy. I thought it was.
Did you think I was going to have trouble with Virgil?
I thought you might have. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I heard the first one. I'm thinking, that sounds Native American, so I guess I'm going to go Native American to talk on this.
That sounds like tribal, not like. That sounds like African tribal, not Native American.
Yeah, the chat agreed with me and thought it was Tatanka, too. Or Chief J. Strongbow.
It's the Ugandan giant, Kamala. It's time for This Week in Wrestling History with your host, the Professor Adrian Masters.
Attention, douchebags.
B-Max, he's talking to you, buddy.
All right, birthdays this week, important ones. Michael Cole was born, Michael Coulthard, in Syracuse, New York, December 8th, 1968. Also, December 9th, 1968, a day later, Kurt Angle was born.
Wow, I did not know that.
On December 11th, 1974, Rey Mysterio was born. Sabu was born, Terry Brunk, December 12th, 1964.
I don't know, Sabu was that fucking old.
December 12th, 1966, Ultimo Dragon was born. December 13th, 1952, the Junkyard Dog was born. Huh. Important events of this past week. December 10, 2000, WWF held the Armageddon pay-per-view, which held the only six-man Hell in a Cell match. Kurt Angle defended the WWF Championship against Steve Austin, Triple H, The Undertaker, Rikishi, and The Rock.
Huh.
Let me see. Also notable events here. On December 13, 1989, Starrcade was held, and the main event, Sting defeated Ric Flair.
Was that the first one?
No.
Oh.
Starrcade, I think, started in like 83.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, I was thinking, never mind.
December 13th, 1980, AWA held Super Clash 3 in Chicago, where the AWA champion Jerry Lawler defeated WCWA champion Kerry Von Erich.
And it's title unification match.
And going all the way back to December 13th, 1920, Ed Strangler Lewis wins the World Heavyweight title from Joe Stecher in New York City. According to Lou Dez and his biography, Hooker, this was a legitimate contest and was likely the last major world title shoot match in the history.
Huh. Did not realize that.
And that is your This Week in Wrestling History. Hey. Class dismissed.
Now is This Week in Wrestling History with your host, Professor Adrian Masters. Light this week. It usually is, though. Because there's not a whole lot going on right now because they like to give Christmases off. Fuck it.
Yeah, I'm good.
I mean, we could cover a little bit of news, but...
Well, there's one thing we do want to talk about, so we can talk about that real quick.
Okay.
CM Punk signed a UFC contract.
CM Punk did sign a UFC contract. Can't say I'm overly... You know, I didn't fucking see this one coming. I'm not even going to lie at all. Did not see this. I think... When did he sign it? Was it last week? After the show or something like that?
Yeah, like it was later that night or not, Monday, I believe, is when the story broke.
That was a shocker to say the least. I was just kind of like, are you fucking serious? Like this is, I'm like, is it? It's fucking kayfabe news, isn't it? No, it wasn't. I'm like, holy shit, this is like mainstream. This is real. So CM Punk signs a deal with UFC. We do not have a debut yet. Or have we? They haven't announced a debut, did you?
No, they have not.
Okay. Interesting. Story of a couple guys won him in his first match.
Yeah, I've heard a few different ones.
Jose Canseco wants a piece of him? Jose fucking Canseco?
The one I'm actually pulling for here.
The Green Ranger?
Yeah, Jason David Frank. Apparently wants to fight CM Punk.
Why are you pulling for that one?
Because I think that would be the most entertaining one to watch.
Pop culture nerds everywhere going to nut themselves?
Pretty much, yeah.
I would kind of like to see the Green Ranger and CM
I
Punk.
Think it would be hilarious if CM Punk came out to the thing in a White Ranger outfit just to fuck with him.
Or a Red Ranger.
Yeah.
Because who was the true leader of the Power Rangers? Was it the Red Ranger or the Green Ranger?
Well, the start it was the Red.
And then it switched over.
Well, the Green wasn't really the leader but until he became the White.
He was kind of like an outcast Ranger.
Yeah, kind of.
He kind of was.
But when he became the White Ranger, he was like the new leader.
Was he really? I honestly don't remember him when he became the White Ranger.
Honestly, that's about all I remember.
Really. Okay. How did you not see that coming? It was pretty obvious. I don't follow UFC.
Well, and this is why I want to call bullshit on CM Punk's story to the podcast.
Okay, what?
If he's too hurt to compete in WWE and can't handle the body stress of it, how the fuck does he think he's going to do in UFC?
Okay, you're on the road 320 nights a year. You fight a couple times a year in the UFC? Yeah, your body takes more of a beating, but it's at one time. And then you are...
If concussions are a problem with you, though, and you don't think you can compete like at a high level, or I don't understand why you would think that UFC is the way to go.
You know how Brock Lesnar quit the WWE to go try out for football, and we all laughed at him? But it was something he felt he had to do.
Yeah.
And he followed his dream?
Yeah.
That didn't work out for him that route.
But, I mean, you can't say that his UFC wasn't more successful.
No, that had nothing. I mean, that it was neither here nor there. That had nothing to do with it. He was quitting to go try out for the Vikings. UFC wasn't in the picture at that point yet.
Okay.
I see nothing wrong with Punk giving it a shot. I don't know if he's going to be successful. I really don't. I don't know. Would I like to see him be successful? Fuck yeah, I would. Best in the world. However, there are some couple issues he may run into. He may not be able to get licensed to fight.
Possibly, yeah.
Because the gaming commission that in Nevada and state of New York prefer to see people, they won't license him unless he's already had a couple of fights under his belt.
Well, he actually...
So he may have to do some amateur bouts here.
But he has had amateur bouts in the past, though. Because he trained under the Gracie school.
Right. But he has never competed in MMA. In MMA circuit like this before. So
they may make him do it again, maybe. But I would say that he probably has had amateur fights before. I mean, it's just...
We'll see. BMAX says UFC is much easier. You undervalue wrestling.
And I'm not saying that, hang on.
Okay, Adrian, let me put it in this aspect. The folding chair that's sitting right there, right behind you.
Uh-huh.
I can hit you 20 times tonight and not hit you again until fucking next summer.
Okay.
And hit you another 20 times. Or I can hit you 5 times 5 days a week. 5 times a night, 5 days a week. What would you rather take?
Probably the 20 times and just get it over with.
There you go. But yeah, he's going to get his ass beat. He's going to go through some punishment, but it's going to be a lot less.
But what do you think has the better odds of hurting me, Jason? Now, to keep in mind that I've already been hurt in the past because I've had concussions and all kinds of issues.
No one's died in a UFC octagon?
I don't disagree with... That's not my point here. Because Muhammad Ali didn't die in the boxing ring, but, I mean, dear God, have you seen what he's done to his man?
Yeah.
Got my point.
Well...
All I'm saying is that... What do I have the bigger chance of being hurt on? Taking 5 shots a night for 5 days a week, or taking 20 shots every one night? But chances are with those 20 shots, you have a greater risk of getting hurt because there's 20 of them happening in a row, and there's a bigger chance that one of those 20 is going to go wrong than one out of 5.
I just think that the travel is going to get – the lack of travel is going to give him time to heal
and
up
I
better.
And I agree that –
and I think this is going to – honestly, I think it's going to be easier on his body. Now, his first few matches, have you ever seen the movie Here Comes the Boom?
Yes.
With Kevin James?
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of like that. I don't see it going great at first, but I think as time progresses, it's going to be better.
We're just going to wait and see on this one.
I think so. I may have to order a UFC pay-per-view. Or at least figure out a way to stream it good.
Okay. But now you can hit the glass.
Okay. Just checking. I got to find the glass. Oh, hold on.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
He was looking at his watch.
Oh, gotcha.
So, sorry. Thank you, Mr. Wilder. You may leave. All right. Where the hell is it? Is it? Okay, here we go. And that's our show for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Or dudes, because that's all we have in the chat room tonight. What do we got coming up on that, Gator?
Well, there's plenty of great shows you can check out throughout the week, like The Wrestling Niche, or the FTW Podcast, or Talk TNA, or Shooting from the Hip if they do a show on review.
Then Respect the Mat.
And Respect the Mat.
And check out our news with my Paul Jordan, and I think...
if you go ahead and go over up to the PW Pop page, and you check out the... section labeled shows, you can check a link to all these shows and get the most recent episode that's available.
You can also go up there where it says store, buy your very own Hourbomb t-shirt for the low price of $22.
Absolutely.
Heath's Heartthrob Boxers and Classics Angel Songs and the KK Clue. The fuck. Never mind. The hoodie.
Yeah.
Anyway, like us on
Facebook.
Never mind. That was our last show. Okay. Like us on Facebook, subscribe to us on iTunes, all that good stuff.
Join us next week as we hand out some Hour Bomb Awards.
Did we ever come up with a real name for those, the Hour Bombers?
The Hour Bombers.
Okay, we're going to hand out our Hour Bomber Awards, and then that will be it for 2014. We're going to take a
couple weeks off to come back the next year. Stronger.
We're
going to
take a week off, really, because we'll be here the 21st, 28th, we're taking off. And then we'll be back on the 3rd.
I don't know if we're going to be back on the 4th for sure.
Why wouldn't we be back on the 4th?
Maybe I don't want to be back on the 4th.
I pay you to come.
You don't pay me shit.
I fucking feed you when you come down, you asshole.
Yeah, so if I don't come down, though, you're not paying me.
Anyway, we'll get back to you on our return date. Well, we'll definitely be here next weekend.
I will
hand
say
out
for
our
sure
bombers.
We'll be back by the 10th.
We'll be back by the 4th. Anyway, there's no reason for us not to be back by the 4th.
With Jason and Jason, because I will.
There'll be no reason not to be back by the 4th.
I'm taking the week off. I'm taking 2 weeks.
No.
I went 2 weeks off for holidays.
I was going to give us fucking next week and the week after, but you were like, no, we wouldn't do a show on the 21st. And I'm like, well, fuck, okay.
Okay, well, I mean, all right. Let's hammer this out right now. If you want to take off next week and the week after.
No, we've already promised our guests.
Take off the 2 weeks after. Then we can take off the next 2 weeks then.
Why do we have to take 2 weeks off?
Because I want to take 2 weeks off.
We're the fucking, like, we're the glue that holds this place together.
Right. And
people count on three things: taxes, daylight savings time, and the hour bomb.
Well, they can count on something else for 2 weeks.
We don't need to take 2 weeks off.
I need 2 weeks off.
Because this is so taxing on you.
It fucking is. You have no idea what it's like to put up with you for an hour and a half.
Really?
Yes, really.
We'll be back on the 4th. Adrian will be here.
I won't. I will not show up, and you can't make it.
I will come to your house and do naked jumping jacks in your living room.
I'll put it on YouTube.
I remember that next time you tried to do naked jumping jacks in my house. I've seen you. Never mind.
Moving on.
You know that time that my ex-wife walked? Never mind.
I want to say thanks, everybody, for coming out. B-Megs, Montana Man.
Garvin for a little bit.
Yeah.
I guess that's going to do it for us. So, once again, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Albertson. Adios, motherfuckers. Time to go shake some babies and kiss some hands.
I'm good with that.
Not good. All time.
I'm like Keith. I'm not going to try to correct you.
Okay.
The big, bad booty daddy.
That's right. The Sunday Night Delight, Adrian Masters, bid you adieu.
That totally should have been the show's like tagline.
Not anymore.
What are we all around? The Sunday Night Delight.
No, because I am the Sunday Night Delight.
You were not the Sunday Night Delight. You were the opposite of it.
Oh, that's why I'm not going to do the show anymore.
Whatever.
Taking a month off.
You're not taking a month off?
I'll be back for the Royal Rumble show.
Whatever. We will try to do this again next week. You're going to love the song of the week.
I know. I picked it out.
You did. He's like, oh, let's see if the WWE ever did a Christmas song. I'm like, okay.
Turns out 2012, they did, and this is what we got.
I Googled it. I'm like, WWE Christmas song, and something popped up. I'm like, oh, my God, this is freaking hilarious. It's on YouTube. Just Google it. You'll see it. So we will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been Hourbombed.
Toodles.
Save the Children Fund. From our WWE family to yours, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.